We continue our summer series on young artists in Vermont with a profile of 34-year-old Katie Rundy. Katie is a realist painter, for one thing, but she also plays jazz saxophone, and on some Sundays she preaches at her local church. VPR's Lynn McRae has the story.
It's the middle of summer, in the middle of the day, in White River Junction. And VPR's digital producer is trying to get the perfect shot of artist Katie Rundy.
Try to look over as far as you can.
We're standing on a small two-lane bridge, and Katie is actually wearing one of her latest creations.
I like it. Cool.
Nice wings, a man says as he nods and drives by. Because draped over Katie's shoulders are 8-foot-long feathered wings. The wings are attached to a harness on her back, and the whole thing, spanning 16 feet, weighs about 50 pounds. This quick photo shoot out on the bridge over the White River is holding up traffic a bit, but people don't seem to mind. Mostly they smile and maybe wonder, what is the meaning of those enormous wings? Inside her studio, Katie explains how the wings will be a reference for a painting she plans to do based on the story of Icarus and the idea of man ascending.
Now, it didn't work so well for Icarus, but that, you know, that's part of the big picture. You know, there's a picture of trying to rise and failing, you know, kind of overdoing it, like hubris, like that kind of ascent.
When Katie talks about her life as an artist, she often prefaces it by saying, it's complicated, but simply put, she really sees the different parts of herself, painter, musician, priest in training, as parts of an integrated whole.
They all blend together, though. There are all sorts of mixed metaphors from art and music and religion.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all talking about the same things, like the deep parts of being human. You know, science can tell us so much about the body and the brain, but not what it's like to be a person, and especially not a person going through stuff, you know, whether it's, you know, birth and death and all the big things.
This is not to say all of Katie's paintings involve big conceptual pieces like the Icarus Project.
This is still wet.
That will be months in the making. She often takes on commissions. They help pay the bills, and Katie says she enjoys doing them.
The one I finished yesterday is for my dear middle school friend's baby girl. And she was born in the year of the phoenix, and so it's a Chinese-style sort of phoenix painting for a child, so the colors are really bright.
Typically, she can finish a painting in a matter of days or a few weeks. A still life that she just started includes a small statue of a Buddha and a tiny oyster shell that she says is a symbol for pilgrimage in the Christian tradition.
Yeah, it's definitely coming from a theological place.
It is, and it's saying what in a...
I'm not exactly sure. The image came together. Like, I have a sense of it, but I couldn't put it into words yet. Sometimes it takes till the end of the painting for me to really know what it's saying.
In a way, Katie's whole artistic life has been an exploration. After growing up in Rochester, New York, she went to college in Ireland. Before that, she studied music. But Katie says she burned out on the classical training. These days, she plays saxophone with a band that does concerts like this one at the town bandshell in Bethel, where she lives now.
Katie Rundy on saxophone.
Music, painting, and spiritual thinking, all are ways Katie expresses her creative energy, and all against this small-town backdrop. Katie moved to Vermont 10 years ago, after spending a summer helping friends on a farm here. Like so many artists, Katie hopes that someday her paintings will be seen in places like New York, but...
I would not want to move to New York and base myself there. Even if I had the chance and the finances. You're just so weighed down and subject to the powers that be in the art world, and I don't want that.
Katie says Vermont grounds her, sometimes in seemingly little ways, like knowing the guy at the hardware store who can help with construction of those wings for Icarus.
Having a local hardware store just down the street, you know the owner, he's wonderful. Vermont is so good for nurturing, like... giving you the space to be who you really are.
For Katie Rundy, Vermont is what allows her to be the artist and the person she wants to be.
I think we live in a pretty spiritually repressed culture. And so, I mean, I want my work to be out there for that reason, because I feel like they have something to say to the culture we live in now. So that actually comes back to what feeds me about Vermont. I find Vermont a wonderful place to, a culture that supports integrity above all else. And living here has given me the freedom to find where I do fit.
And what better image to end on than this? Back out on the bridge with the wings of Icarus, Katie Rundy and her art, free to take flight.
How do you feel in those wings?
That's always a good feeling.
For VPR News, I'm Lynn McRae.
And support for Young at Art comes from Quantum Leap Capital.